there.
Downtown Country Drive from the TV show Nashville. Charles Eston, who of course plays the character Deacon Claiborne, and a song called Simple As That. And Charles joins me now. Last summer, yourself and the Nashville cast caused an absolute stir across the UK and Ireland with a series of concert dates. And you're coming back again in June for another tour, which includes dates at both the SSE Arena in Belfast and once again, Three Arena in Dublin. Are you looking forward to getting back?
Oh, I'm absolutely looking forward to it. That was truly one of the most memorable parts of this journey. That has been this show, Nashville. We've been able to do these tours after each season, which is already such a blessing. I mean, there's a lot of shows that are very popular and have a great fan base like we do, but they're not lucky as we are in that we get to go out and stand on a stage and play the music from our show in front of fans that love the show, love the characters, and yes, love that music. Mm-hmm. That was never more true than when we were over in the UK and Ireland, and specifically when we were in Dublin. We had one of those goosebumps moments where as a cast, we were all standing on stage singing A Life That's Good, that song that is so important to our show. And that Dublin audience just rose and they held up their phones, which sparkled in the night, and they didn't just sing that song, they sang it out. I mean, we've had audiences where you could hear them singing and we let them sing it, and it's sort of a quiet two arms around me, but that audience was just two arms around me. And you can tell that it had found a place in their lives and in their heart, and that is just so incredibly rewarding, and to stand there right in the midst of it was, as I said, it was like a bucket list, utterly memorable moment.
I know what you're talking about. Actually, myself and a few other presenters from the station, I know you met Kirsty McMurray.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we all came down to the Dublin show, and I was not only blown away by the talent on stage, but also, as you say, the reception you got. I mean, the crowd were on their feet for the up-tempo numbers, and during the acoustic ones, you could hear a pin drop in an arena.
That's exactly right, and that's why we're so excited to go back. And I have to say, I know that's not just us. It's something about the audience. It's getting to be well known among country artists. The ones that go over there, the first thing they start saying to the artists that are on their way is, get ready. You're going to really, really love it. These are some incredibly appreciative audiences. And I know I'm completely sucking up to the audience when I say all this right now, but it just happens to be true that they're sort of next level good. It's one thing to know the songs, but I don't know what it is about being over there versus being over here. I think maybe it has something to do with the fact that you have to work a little harder in some ways to get to know the music. It's not just the air you breathe. It's this thing from over here that you fortunately get to hear on radio stations like yours. You got to tune in and learn more. But they know the lyrics. They know the second level songs, not just the pop hits. And that's a thrill for any artist, you know, to get to play that. So, yeah, it's been fantastic, and I can't wait.
Is it a bit strange when you step away from a television set, which I'm sure is almost like a bit of a bubble, and then you travel to the other end of the world and you're playing to a sold-out arena?
I completely agree with that. That might be the strangest part of it, that when we're making these shows, we are in basically a very large warehouse facility that has been converted to a studio here, and we're just slightly north of Nashville. I mean, when you're in there, it's every part of the studio is dark except right where you're shooting, and the lights are turned on, and they all say quiet on the set, and you have your guitar, and you sing this little song with whoever you're with. Maybe it's Deacon and Scarlett do a duet right there, and you work hard to get that exactly right in those scenes during the day. You almost tend to forget that what you're making is then going to be broadcast out, not just to this American audience, but by now Nashville's all over the world. And that connection of those gentle moments in those scenes that you're hoping to move hearts with, they're moving them at great distances and at places that you haven't even been yet. So by now we have been. So yeah, that is remarkable. And it's really gratifying. The one thing I will say about that seems terribly unfair to me is that only a handful of us get to go over there. First of all, there's a lot more cast that isn't on the tour with us, whether it's they're just not able to join or whatever. And then the part I'm not speaking about at all is the crew. We have a crew that just works tirelessly. There's people that are, you know, setting up those lights and holding those cameras and putting on the makeup and doing the wardrobe and all. They are Nashville as much as we are. So when we're standing on that stage and receiving all that love and all that warmth, I always remember that, you know, and try to share that with them when we get back, like trying to share that moment of what it was like for being over there. And also try to let the people over there know that, you know, they should receive a great, great portion of whatever, you know, love they have for the show.
I'm sure you do. I find it funny that over here in the UK and Ireland, yourself and the cast are more recognizable and sell more tickets over here than the biggest American country stars in the world.
That's the power, I think, of television, the power of telly, right? I mean, it's unusual in that sense. Those guys are doing fine, believe me. I'm not going to play a violin sadly for them. And the other thing is that is turning around, I believe. I believe the country music is going worldwide now, and you guys are leading it as well. They are getting to know some of these people. The cool thing is quality is reigning too. There's some second level or the third level in terms of how well known they are over here that are just so very good that they're just absolutely blowing up over there in an order that isn't quite the same as over here. And also they've paid their dues over there. They've gone over there more than some others, and that works as well. But believe me. We are grateful for this platform that called Nashville that gets us to a place where we are known and where that can happen. And also, one of the greatest compliments that we receive and that we're lucky enough to receive is that I started listening to country music because of Nashville, and I started going into that genre more. And by now, they become fans of all these other great, great, you know, people that are already famous here, but they hadn't really heard of and hadn't gone down that path. That is extremely cool because it's such a rich field and such a great genre that I'm so proud to be, you know, representing on, both on TV and in the music I play. So that's the nice part of it. You're right.
Sitting here tonight by the firelight.
Downtown Country Drive from the TV show Nashville, Charles Aston and A Life That's Good. Charles, I want to ask you, you know, with the likes of Netflix and the way that people consume TV these days, you know, the fact that there's just so much choice out there, a lot of the time people don't even know what they're watching. So when ABC decided to cancel the show and it was over 174,000 signatures from the public that helped find it a new home at CMT, that must have meant an awful lot to you.
I've been doing this a long time, and I've had a lot of roles that I'm very proud of and enjoyed very much, but I never had a role like Deacon, and I never was on a show that had an audience relationship like Nashville. Nothing is promised in this business, in this industry, and we were never one of the shows that knew for sure that you were going to get picked up the next season long in advance. It was always wait and find out. So when that one came along and we weren't picked up, it was terribly disappointing. I was still remaining grateful because I had never quite had a job like this one, and this one seemed the height of ingratitude not to just to be thankful for what I'd had. Having said that, I didn't feel like it was had run its course. I didn't feel like all the stories had been told or all the songs had been sung.
Yeah.
And the very next thing that happened was this outcry, this outpouring of love from this fan base that agreed. And honestly, even if nothing more had come of that, then that outpouring, it was incredibly gratifying and was just an amazing thing to happen that we perhaps didn't expect. We knew maybe the depth of love that some people had for the show, but maybe not how broad it was, or maybe not how savvy and organized they could be in terms of showing it. It's a new day in terms of social media, that there's new venues for expressing that love other than in the old days, I guess it was a letter to the network.
Yeah.
This is much more vocal and also allows the people to see each other making this request, as opposed to you know, a lot of individual requests that one person goes, oh, that's happening, I want to be a part of that. So in any event, it was a real expression of love on their behalf of this show that we get to be a part of, and in the end, it ended up making the difference, I believe. Both CMT and Hulu said this was part of our decision. We saw that, so we're deeply grateful for all of that.
You're a very creative person, and I know you have a background in improvisational comedy. You write and you record your own music as Charles Eston that people can get a hold of through your own website. With that being said, have you at any point struggled with playing the same character for such a long period of time and sticking to just a script?
You know what? I have not. I played Buddy Holly for nearly 2.5 years. Yeah. And you have to remember the difference with that was not just the same character. It was the same, you know, scenes, the same script that happened again and again that night after night that showed that incredibly amazing and yet tragically short life of Buddy's. And I can honestly say that I never tired of that either. When it was done, I was ready to move on, and I felt that same gratitude that I spoke of earlier. If I was able to do it with that, where it was the same script, by now to get to do it with Deacon and the script and these Nashville scenes and stories, I get to explore new ground all the time. I get a brand new script every week. I would say to my wife early on, I said, I have more good scenes in this episode than I had the last 2 years of my life, and that continues. And the writing, I think, has really stepped up this season in a way that it's very authentic and very driven from as much as we can from truth and how people interact with each other. But also on top of the fact that it's that is the fact that all these other things creatively that I get to do, you've already said them yourself, these doors have been opened to me, not closed by Nashville.
Yeah.
And one thing about making television is similar to movies or theater is it's very much a process where we all come together and do something together. You're helping, you know, there's a million parts of this. And so there's a lot of decisions that are not in my hands, especially in terms of the writing and the production and the editing and things like that. So it's a combined effort. Some days that's a challenge when, you know, if you have a control issues over certain things. And some days, most days it's not. Most days it's you're just so blessed to work with other people that contribute these scenes that you get to play, starting with the great Callie Curry, who created the whole show, but created it with the help of, so many others who made these characters of hers come to life from, you know, wardrobe to, you know, all the way on down. There's a word I'm looking for, but I'm not saying it right when a bunch of people come together. A collaborative process.
Yeah.
And I do love that. But then there's something very cool about what I do with my music. Yes, it's collaborative, but I'm in control. I'm in full charge of that. I've been making music my whole life, and I've been writing it really with renewed intensity once I came here to Nashville with such great writers and playing with all these great friends of mine and recording. So I had a bunch of music. And I decided that I was going to start a new project, which is a little bit crazy, which is to put out a brand new single every single Friday.
Flip.
And I started that in July, and it's been over 35 singles now. I just put out my 35th single in a row. And now, as I said, that's lunacy because nobody does that for many good reasons. You're always stepping on your last single. You know, it's that's one reason. And who has the time to have to write and to record that many? Well, I happen to be here in Nashville. Yes, I'm busy with the show, but I do get some time on my own. It's an ensemble, which means I have more free time than you might think. And that leaves me the freedom to do this thing that is utterly creative, is putting out all this music with all this artwork. And is again, where it's, although it's collaborative, I have a band that I play with and producers and the like. I get so much of a say-so that, for better or for worse, that when you listen to that music, that's me. And so that's incredibly inspiring and creatively. This thing is a deadline machine. Every week I got another single coming out, so it's been inspired so much writing and production and all. But when you tie that up with Nashville, there's nothing about this that I'm tiring of. I love every bit of it. And then, of course, add on to that this touring we get to do. So, you know, yeah, I'm completely fine. Don't worry about me.
Charles and the cast of Nashville play Dublin's 3 Arena on the 19th of June, and the following night they're going to be at the SSE Arena in Belfast. I'm telling you, you're going to be knocked out by the response you're going to get in Belfast. I've been watching the show since season one, and I want to thank you, Charles, because as a country music DJ, particularly in Northern Ireland, you've made my job a hell of a lot easier just by getting the word out there, seriously.
Well, it goes both ways. We appreciate you and taking time with me like this to help talk this up and to, you know, just spread the word about Nashville. But thank you very, very much. I look forward to meeting you when we're over there. Come by, say hi. And I cannot wait to be there in both Dublin and Belfast. It's going to be amazing.
Great, Charles. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, brother.
Downtown Country.